Welcome to Dollars and Cents Radio, the show committed to help you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Have questions? Terry has answers. Call now, 800-673-1728. Terry's call center is open Monday through Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to answer all your financial, insurance, credit, and mortgage lending questions. Call now, 800-673-1728. He's a broker, consultant, speaker, and all-around nice guy. But right now, he wants to be your financial and business tour guide. Get ready to grow, protect, and enjoy with Terry Wilson.
Hey, Bobby Bean, this is Terry Wilson, and welcome to Dollars and Cents. Are you ready for Thanksgiving? I know I am. I am so ready to just hang out with friends and family and just sit around the table and share why we should be and we are also very thankful. I am just excited to be with you today. I want to talk to you about stop making money harder than it has to be. Yes, making money at times can be very difficult, but it doesn't have to be as difficult as we make it. Have you ever noticed there's some people that it just seems like they just fall into money? They just always seem to fall into good luck, if you will. And I'm not a big proponent of luck. I believe luck is when, you know, opportunity and decision making intersects, and then you're boom, you're right there at that divine time, that Kairos moment, if you want to call it, and you're able to capitalize that which you have prepared yourself for such a time as this. So I will encourage you today. You know, there's five reasons a lot of people don't make money. One is they don't have enough clients coming to them. You know, at the end of the day, you could have the greatest product, good service. You could be, you know, the most wonderful whatever it is that you do. But if you don't have enough people buying in and seeing that value, you're going to struggle. So that's number one. You have to look at, you know, how many people are actually seeing what you do, how many people are engaging with you. So if you're in, you know, retail, if you're in real estate, if you're in insurance, if you're a church, if you're a direct salesperson, if you're a writer, a blogger, a podcaster, you know, the name of this game is get in front of as many people as possible and be yourself, because not everyone's going to dig on what you're laying down, but that's okay. You know, if you see enough people, if you get in front of enough people and you're smart about who you're targeting, you know, you're going to hit the sweet spot. So number one is get in front of more people. Number two is the effort that you've engaged in just starting out. In other words, is this a very young effort? Because if it is, give yourself time, okay? Success doesn't happen overnight. And just because you've not found immediate success doesn't necessarily mean that you're on the wrong path. It just means you haven't picked up the traction yet. And a lot of times people, because they feel the financial pressure of, oh my gosh, I've got, you know, the bills have got to be paid. We got to do this. We got to do this. You know, bills coming due, income's got to come in. They give up on something that could be the very thing, the very avenue, the very strategy and methodologies that they need to keep engaged in. They just haven't been in it. You know, one of the frustrations I have being as a coach and a consultant and getting people involved in some of our business opportunities is they get in it and they're there for a week or two, and because they don't see immediate success, boom, they throw up their hands and they quit. And I cannot tell you how many times I've seen someone come in full blast, give it hard work for 2 weeks, give up, quit, and then all of a sudden in the third week, they've got clients that are responding, coming in and ready to buy, and they're no longer there to take the order. So don't quit on yourself. Don't quit too early. You know, it's true. Sometimes some people find immediate success. Some people take a little longer. Don't give up. Don't quit. Number three, are you practicing good search engine optimization, or are you practicing better business practices as far as getting in front of people? If you don't have a means, a method, a mechanism to get your value proposition in front of people, then how do you expect them to find you? You know, the days of just throwing up an ad in Yellow Pages or putting up a little sign somewhere at the community board, that's a that's not a very strategic way of getting in front of the right people and offering. So if you don't have a good means of marketing, and that's really what we do at TerryWilson3.com, is we get you in our network at TerryWilson3.net, and we give you the tools, the technology, the strategy, the training to get what you do in front of the right people so you can be more successful. So that's number three. Are you practicing the best business practices when it comes to marketing and getting out there? Number four, are you being patient with the market that you're calling on? Understand the sales cycles. Our product is a higher end product. You know, our base product is $500 and it goes up to $2,500 and we're bringing on a $5,000. As the product margin goes up, you know, the sales cycle slows down. Also, some products and goods and services are seasonal. So you have to be patient with the very products that you offer and services you offer and understand that. And number five, the fifth reason why sometimes people are not making the money that they should in their own ventures is have they created a product for the sole purpose of making money? Because if you have, sometimes that comes across as shallow. Sometimes it comes across as, you know, just, empty. And I would encourage you, one of the things, and I'm going to put a link in the show notes here, get engaged with what you're not only proficient with, but you're passionate about. And the reason I say that is because then you're going to start being able to give more value than what you otherwise would do if what you were engaged with was just for the sole purpose of making a dollar. Okay. And I'll give you a quick example of how that works. You know, I've shared my story on podcast webinars and seminars and trainings I've done. And, you know, I go through, you know, how in 08 it was tough for us. We lost our house. We lost everything. We lost our business. And through that process, had to really learn how to make a dollar stretch. And in one of the things we learned how to do is we learned how to coupon effectively. Well, I did a podcast a while back. And here it is. You know, that had nothing to do with insurance. It had nothing to do with lead generation. It had nothing to do with, you know, engaging in some of my training packages or anything like that. It had nothing to do with trying to sell something. I simply was putting some content out on the internet and on my blog to simply show people this is how you can save money using various strategies in shopping and using coupons and leveraging, you know, certain ways of going after products and certain cycles and things like that, all the stuff that we learned. And I put a little link in there and said, if you'd like some free coupons, you know, click here. That's in our referral marketing package, by the way. It's where we get you hooked up with vendors that will pay you to just market their products. It didn't cost any of my listeners anything, didn't cost anybody anything. And all they got was just free information, free training, encouragement, and also some how-to on how they can make a dollar stretch in today's world. Man, people love that podcast. Matter of fact, it's still being downloaded and listened to this day. And everyone that signed up to get a coupon, get on a mailing list to get free coupons coming to them on a weekly basis, that company paid me a dollar. Well, I've had several thousands of people download that free service, made great money offering free content and giving away good information. And that's what it comes back to. And I encourage you, I didn't do anything directly to make money, but indirectly, I was making money to do good and put good information out and help people. And I would encourage you the same. If you don't know how you can add value to what you're offering, maybe you're in real estate and you're in insurance, maybe you're in direct sales, give us a call. We'll give you a free consultation on how you can take some basic things and monetize extra value that you're giving people that may not be directly tied to the exact market you're in or industry, but it's just building goodwill. It's building fans that's going to follow your business, follow your blogs, follow your podcast, hook up with you on social media, keep up with what's going on, because they're always finding good information from you. And if you'll do that, I promise you, if you're wanting to make more money in your private business, if you're wanting to make more money, that number five key element is going to be crucial and being able to do that. Last night we did a webinar, and I'm going to put the webinar in our show notes that you can go back and watch it. But afterwards, we did a little bit of a Q&A session with some of my top agents that are in our agency that are using our business model. And some of these agents are in direct sales. Some of these agents are in real estate. Some of them are in insurance. But I wanted to just ask them, you know, how they're doing so far. And I even brought a young lady on from Texas that had just got started in our business, had some criticism for me. And also I had some feedback for her to help her get started, because she was like so many other people that I see when I get in. Sometimes, and we're all this way, we have these personality or things in us that, you know, the good Lord made us that way. We shouldn't be ashamed of it. Matter of fact, it's a strength, but we also have to understand the weaknesses of it. I'm a big picture person. I am a, you know, see the ball and where we're going, you know, 40 yards down here, but sometimes I don't pay attention to the things right in front of me. So I'm not as detailed oriented as I should be. I'm not careful with my grammar at times. I'm not careful with the spelling on the content I write. And this person is a very detailed person. This person sees every nook and cranny of everything that's being produced, and was getting tripped up by the big picture that I'm laying out because I'm not doing a good job communicating the detail in the small stuff. And so I was learning from her last night as she was learning from me, and we brought her on. So I want to play that. It's about 15 minutes. It's going to be on the back end of the show here. I think it'd be give you great value, because there's some great information in what you're about to hear that a lot of reps are going to be able to share with you and say, hey, this is how I'm making money in my business, and I hope it'll help you as well. And I'll come on right after we're done here.
And follow the system, and that's all you really need to do. You need to, if you're going to resell the system, you literally have to answer the phone, read a script, and then follow up with anyone who might be interested in using the system. Honest to God. And I'm going to tell you something right now. The fortune is in the follow-up, and I tell all my reps, this is exactly what you're going to do to keep up with that follow-up, because, you know, I've been doing this since May, and I've had people who signed up, you know, 2-3 months ago, and they've said, hey, I've been to your webinars, I've got your email every week, and it's like, wow, I didn't even remember you, but that's awesome. So absolutely, it works, and so just remember that. All the new people out there, who just got started, just remember that the person that you talked to yesterday might not sign up right away. Some do. Some absolutely sign up right away. But then some people take a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But just know that if you just keep engaging with them, they're going to sign up. I promise you.
So the loot is in the list. Keep building.
That's right. And I'll tell you, you know, Terry, I've owned my own business since the age of 27 in real estate, and this is the first time in my life that I've ever built a list, and I was just like, oh my God, I get it, you know, I get it, I get what they're saying about the list, and just keep engaging with your list. And absolutely, so 100%.
It's amazing. I had someone just last week come on, and he said, dude, you have been, and he called it spamming. I don't spam people. They have to opt in. But he says, you've been spamming me for over a year and a half now. He said, I figured the only way I'd get rid of you is actually buy something from you. But what he was joking. But I think people, a lot of times, they just have to find out that you're for real, and you're going to be here for the long term, right?
And it is. It's true. They just want to, you know, kind of just step back and watch. And, you know, hey, that's cool, because guess what? Every Monday, you're getting my webinar, and every Tuesday, you're getting my replay. And my audience knows this. And here's the really cool thing. There was a time where I didn't get a chance to send out the replay on Tuesday, and I actually had people calling me and emailing me saying, hey, Tracy, where's the replay? I didn't get it. And it was like, wow, that is awesome. So they do. They start to know who you are and what you're sending and when you're sending it, and they expect it. So absolutely.
You know, that's great. You know, at one time I was doing one of these every Monday night, and it just got to where I couldn't. So we broke it down to, you know, every other or twice a month. And it's amazing. You're exactly right. People that you've never spoke to, people that, you know, you didn't even know were watching, following, or listening, they're shooting you emails and upset. Hey, you're not going to do something tonight? It's like,
yep.
dude, I got to have a night off.
What do you mean?
I think too, we get this thing that, hey, we don't want to bother people, right? We don't want to pester them. And so we're just real hesitant about following up. But what you don't realize, yeah, there's people out there. They're just mean people. Let's just face it. The world's full of people that are just sometimes just they woke up on the wrong side of the bed when they were born, and they've been that way ever since. But then there's those people that are fans. They want content. They want information. They want to find out what's going on, and they're pondering this thing, and they're taking their time. They're doing due diligence. And those are the people you don't want to cheat. You want to follow up. You want to make sure that you're staying persistent with them, and you are so right, and that's why you are so successful in this business. So you guys that are out there listening, Tracy is one of our top producers, and you need to listen. Follow up. Stay on top of it. Don't let people, and don't assume that you're pestering people just because you're following up.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tracy. Good talking to you.
Okay.
All right, let's see who else is out there that I can pick on. Sarah says, could you ask Tracy if she uses MailChimp or another? Well, let's just go. Let me open this up. Tracy, your fans have questions, so I'm going to open your mic back up. I've got two.
Okay.
Do you use MailChimp or who do you use?
I use MailChimp, and I absolutely love, 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 love MailChimp. And I actually have a brand new associate who just signed up tonight. And I said, the first thing you do, go get yourself a free MailChimp account. So absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, because with MailChimp, it does email. But I don't know if you use it like I do. I'll just go over there. I use it almost like a customer service management system. It's free, first of all. But you can every time I'm talking to someone, I'm just, what's your name? What's your email address? What's your telephone number? And I'm just building that list. And then they just start dripping.
Absolutely. It's fantastic. And I love it. It's so easy to use. And, you know, it's really easy to send out campaigns. And what I love about it, this is what I do. I go back and I look at my analytics, and I look at, and this is what's really interesting, is that I go back after every webinar and I see who's opened and who's clicked on the links. And then I see who's done it consistently. And I said, you know what? I bet next week this guy's going to call me. And sure enough, boom, they're calling me.
You can see that person's starting to warm up, and you can see that they're active. They're looking.
Yep.
And like right here, when I talk to someone about our business and call center inquiry, I'll just show one of mine. Here's my automation. And look, I send out 20 emails over about a 4 or 5 month period. And first I'm talking to them about, you know, I received their application wanting to find out information. Then I talk to them about our affiliate position because it's free if they want to get involved. Boom, right there. Then I talk to them more, and then what you should know. And so if you'll notice, and Tracy probably does the same thing, the first day, you know, 1 hour after opting in, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 3 days, 3 days, then I go to 5 days, 5 days, and then every 7 days. And what am I sending them? I'm just sending them links to webinars. We've got a whole slew of webinars that talks about all the different nuances of our business. And the beautiful thing in what Tracy was talking about, when you send out an email and you're not using something like this, you don't know who's opening and who's not. Look, I've sent, Tracy, if I can see it, tell me if you, but I like 7,000 emails. Only 50% of them are opening up. Mm-hmm. That's actually good. If you talk to email marketers, they'll tell you that's good. And out of that, I've sent out 1,500 since I started this one. Excuse me. I said, and out of that, 6.1% of them are clicking. So see here, you can see who's opening what. You can see what's getting a better click rate. So that tells me, you know, which ones are hitting the hot spots. So it's just smart marketing there. So Tracy, you are so wise about that. So that's a good stuff. Yep. Good stuff. All right. So let me see if I got any other questions here. I'm gonna mute your mic again, Tracy. Sorry.
Thank you.
No problem. See here. Janet says, can we take an existing Excel list and paste it into this program? Are you talking about MailChimp, Janet? Are you talking about your dialer? What are you talking about? If you're talking about your dialer, yeah, you can. You have to save it as a CSV file. If you're talking about MailChimp, they will actually allow you to upload, as long as they're opted in, you can upload it as a CSV file there too, with mail leads and stuff. Sarah says, thanks, Tracy and Terry. You're welcome, Sarah. Good to have you on board. And Janice says, do you also use Batchbook to manage your contacts? I have in the past. I used to, but now I'm using MailChimp exclusively. But yeah, I used to, and I loved Batchbook because it was so cheap. But actually, I'm using MailChimp for just about everything now. And MailChimp, not Champ, Mervin, is a email system that I recommend. This is not part of our system, but it ties well with our opt-in forms and stuff, and it's free. And so we recommend that you start using them to build your list and tie your forms in, because this will work with the software that we use for forms and all that. And we strongly recommend you using that. And a big fan. Don't get paid to sell it. Don't get paid to promote it. It's that good. And so we want people on it. Thanks, Janet. Thanks. And Thomas, so much to learn, so little time. Oh, Thomas, you got time. Be patient. And can you spell that, please? Yes, it is mail. I guess my southern dialect is hiding more than it's revealing, and so I apologize. MailChimp is right there on the screen. MailChimp, like a chimpanzee. MailChimp. And that's free information you got there, Mervin. Didn't cost you anything. All right. Any other questions, guys? A lot of great questions tonight. Want to make sure that we're taking the questions and answering them for you. All right. David, good to see you. David says, do you have any tips on someone using this from outside the country to take inbound calls, to make outbound calls? David, the people, we have ours sort of blocked off to just the U.S. states because we early on this year had a rash of credit card fraud going on. And I have been told by merchants and PayPal and Square and First Data that 90 some odd percent of all credit card fraud is perpetrated by people outside the U.S. And there's no way to get your money back. So I've made a business decision. I'm losing a lot of business by not having it outside the U.S. I realize that. But just from a security standpoint, our system sort of blocked off for the U.S. So that's unfortunately where we're at on that. And Janice says, thanks for all the great info, and Terry and guest. You are welcome, Janice. Let me see if I... Janice, I'm going to unmute your mic and then don't say anything if you don't want to talk. But you're a new rep and I'll get your feedback on here. Let's see here. Janice, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, good to have you on here tonight. I think this is the first time you and I have actually spoken. I think we've done email. But
yeah.
And I know Reagan said that you are one of those who are detail-oriented, he said.
Sorry about that. Someone,
a new rep that's come on that wants to know every nook and cranny. So, Janice, and can I pick on you, Janice?
Go ahead. I got thick skin, Terry.
No. I'm not going to hurt you. It's not like that. But Janice is one of those reps. Her personality profile, because I've been in this for a long time, is once she gets this and once she does it, she's going to be wildly successful. Okay? Because she's going to be one of those people that is going to really be able to offer a lot of support to the people she brings on because she's studied everything. So that's Janice's strength. Now, Janice, can I tell you what your weakness is?
Oh, I know him. I know him well, intimately.
No. I don't know you. I mean, I don't know you. But I can tell you, don't let perfect become the enemy of good.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Analysis paralysis.
You know, Reagan, he's like you in a lot of ways, very detailed. He says, Dad, someone else is getting tripped up over your grammar. You got to tighten up. And I said, I'll fix that. But I will tell anybody that's got Janet, because we love Janice. We want to see her very successful, and she is going to be very successful. But I would tell her, just like I would tell anybody out there, don't try to consume all of this at one time, because it won't happen. There's too many moving parts. There's too many systems. The fastest, easiest way to make money in our business is to learn the scripts, okay? Mm-hmm. get in the inbound call center, take calls, start following up and doing like what Tracy told you, which is just be persistent about getting them in a MailChimp or getting them in a spreadsheet. Don't use someone else's armor, okay? You might come to this fight with only 5 stones and a slingshot. If that's all you got, use it because you'll still win, right? You don't have to use it. But at the same time, you know, find out what works for you. The main thing is you want to start getting calls and you want to start following up on those people. Okay. And just be persistent. And then let the other stuff, as you're around it, you catch it. Okay. Because if you try to understand referral marketing, if you try to learn all the nooks and crannies of all the software, what's going to happen is we're going to change on you in a month because software changes, things update. And then all of a sudden it's like, I got to start all over.
Yeah.
You know, so that's my free one-on-one with you tonight. How's that?
Oh, hey, I appreciate it, Terry.
All right. Hey, but other than that, what's your feedback? And you can be just as brutal, because I was brutal with you. You can be as brutal. What do we need to improve on? What do you like? What do you not like? Tell the people.
Well, I am detail oriented, and I I think people are scrutinizing, and if they're seeing copy that's not spelled correctly, those are like red flags in people's minds. And I'm kind of like bipolar too, so I can see both sides of it. I mean, I believe in the system and the software and all that, but I think presentation, a lot of people will shy away if the presentation isn't professional. Like, for instance, that franchise with me video that was up there, there's like a block of audio issues in the middle of it. Yep. That's like, you know, that would cause people to just shut it down and move on to the next thing that's knocking at their door. So I think anything that we can do to, you know, like
improve on that. Did you like tonight's video?
Yes.
Was it better?
Yeah, definitely.
That's what's going to be on Franchise with Me after tonight.
Good. So this good, because I did buy a domain name that I'm pointing to that lead capture until I can figure out how to do my own, and I would like that to be something that I can sell with.
Gotcha. Well, listen, it's good to have you on here, and I appreciate all the constructive criticism. And
oh, thank you, Terry. I really appreciate
ever hesitate to say. And she is right. Our back office, and we are actually working with someone to redesign that. Right now it is just sort of put up because we launched a new platform about 2 months ago. So we're just trying to catch up with ourselves. So you're catching us with, you know, a little bit unprepared in some areas, but we're getting there.
Okay. Yeah. It's a process.
Thank you, girl.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's get one more on here. I think Big G Gary, he's a heavy hitter for us and closes a lot of deals, and I like to get and he's also a coach if you want a coach that's knocking out of the park. Gary, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How do you do?
How do you do? Did I catch you in between sips or in between a football game? Or
no, you caught me. I was live on the webinar. Great webinar. Enjoy all the stuff that you put on there to put on the franchise with me. So always wonderful stuff when you always perform a live webinar as usual.
Usual. I'll send you the $20 for saying that, Gary. So
okay.
So Gary, you got any hints, any tidbits, anything that you can offer the folks that's coming on to be more successful? You've been doing this as long as I have, if not longer. So what would you recommend to the folks?
I'd recommend on the script. You want to get the script down very comfortably, practice it out loud like 10, 20, 30 times to where you can start to get yourself in a comfortable place. What I tell my reps that come on that are brand new that's never done this, I recommend them to repeat the script out loud to like a friend or a family member or somebody that they know they can get their opinion from.
Right.
They don't have to role play it, but you know, just to repeat it out loud, and so they get themselves into a comfortable spot where you know, they don't sound like they're reading the script. You know, they can relax. They can have a good time. You know, put some you know, sincerity in the script, because whether you're on the phone or in person, people are going to know if you're not, you know, believable and if you have not taken the time out to prepare yourself. You know, it's going to come out. So that's really the number one piece of advice that I, you know, give people that initially start, is just to make sure you really put that preparation into the script so you sound comfortable, you're in control of the script, you direct them to the webinars, and, you know, they get back with you, as, you know, as soon as they're finished, you know, too.
Cool. Good stuff. Good stuff. Gary went a long way in helping us with our scripts and stuff, guys. So he is the script master. And if you are working on various you know, products and strategies, if you're a Plus member, Elite member, and you want some coaching, Gary is one of our coaches available in the back office that you can book time with, and he can help you on script development and stuff like that. Very, very good stuff. So Gary, I appreciate you being on here tonight.
Okay, no problem.
All right, brother. Talk to you later. So, guys,
so that was the end of a Q&A session last night that we had right after we did a webinar. And I'm going to have that webinar in the show notes here at DS Radio, $andcentsradio.net. And also, if you're listening on Stitcher or you're listening in iTunes, you'll be able to access that in the show notes. If you're looking, listening to it right off of TerryWilson3.com, it'll be there as well. And you can see it was basically a webinar, about a 30-minute webinar on how to get more clients. And of course, I'm showing some of the products and services in our business, but you don't have to use us. You can use this same strategy that I'm showing here to grow your business and start making more money today. It doesn't have to be hard. I thank you so much for listening, and have a great Thanksgiving. Until next time, this is Terry Wilson with DSRadio.net, TerryWilson3.com, 800-673-1728. Hope to talk to you soon.
90 degrees and freezing out here on my own. I can't shake this feeling.
You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.